So Steph McGuire, I'm one of three co-chairs of the Woking Amnesty International UK group, and I've been a member of the group probably for about 15 years, I suppose, and have been on and off active for many, many decades. And Jen fairly recently joined as the group, but has been actively kind of involved in the events and the
Yeah.
group just over the years as well. So,
Okay.
but now has become more actively involved.
Brilliant. Well, lovely to speak to you both. We're going to hear more about Amnesty and what you do locally in Woking as well. But I know that you have a quiz night coming up, and this is on the 20th of April at the Mabry Centre. So I wonder, first of all, Jennifer, you're kind of the person that organises all the quizzes. So tell me, what can we expect from this quiz?
What can you expect? Lots and lots of clever questions, a lot of fun, a little bit of serious stuff about Amnesty just to help inform people about our work, and hopefully to raise a nice little sum of money to support the group and
Yes.
support Amnesty International.
You know, I love a good quiz, and they do get quite
Yeah.
competitive sometimes, don't they?
Oh, yes, definitely. We went to a quiz earlier this year organized by another local Amnesty group, the Runnymede one, and they had some brilliant questions, very clever. So they've set the bar quite high for us. Yeah.
Yes, so you've got a lot to live up to on that one.
We
Okay,
have.
so how do you go about putting a quiz together? I mean, there's quite a lot of organizing, making sure the questions are the right level and everything like that, isn't there?
Well, we've recruited an experienced quiz question setter, my husband, but he has done a lot of
Recruited, I
quizzes.
like that.
He's done a lot of quizzes. Yes,
Yes.
yes, yes. And Jennifer's my sister-in-law as well, so we're just keeping
Ah.
the
I love that.
family.
So
We will have to follow instructions.
this is happening on the 20th of April at the Mabry Centre.
The
So in
20th,
turn,
yeah, 20th of April.
in 20th of
It's
April. So yeah, a date for Derby.
£8 a person to and teams of up to eight. And it's bring your own booze, bring your own drinks, and bring your own snacks.
Just to say that to get tickets, the best thing to do is probably go on to Eventbrite and do a search for Amnesty Woking, and
Okay.
then so you can get tickets via Eventbrite. Or there's an email you can use, which is my Amnesty email, which
Yeah.
is steph@amnesty@gmail.com.
Raising money for Amnesty International, and you know, some of our listeners may have heard about the work of Amnesty International. I wonder how, if you could explain a bit about how your local group in Woking fits into the sort of a larger national organisation.
So the larger national organisation, it's a chapter of the Global Amnesty International group, which has actually to date got 7 million people who get involved in amnesty causes. So amnesty is obviously a human rights campaigning kind of entity organization, and they get involved in anything that relates to human rights, individuals who are being persecuted, who are facing the death penalty. One of the core tenets of Amnesty International is that it's against the death penalty. So there's a lot of research that goes into that. And we write letters. So an event like the quiz is going to be somewhere where we'll promote. There'll be some card postcards that Amnesty centrally will produce for their local groups, and we will distribute those, and people can sign them. So don't have to. They don't have to write a letter. It's not like that. But you have predefined kind of templates, either letter. And obviously with all the internet, explosion in the last decade or so, 2 decades, everything's all becoming a lot more online, right? So there's email that you can, you know, can sign online, which is a very effective way of getting very, you know, direct hits into local campaigns. So wherever injustice is being kind of performed, and we'll take on some of the campaigns that our group members are interested in, whether it's women's rights, whether it's the death penalty, whether it's torture, whatever, even Protect the Protest in the UK is one of their campaigns. Because that's another thing about Amnesty. It's not politically aligned, even though we are writing to government officials and trying to highlight things that we feel are, or Amnesty feels are, an injustice being performed. Right. You know, think of it as being like pricking their consciences for the stuff that they're doing, that we can see you. And we do get responses. So every month, what we try to do as a, you know, we're a small group, and we'd love to have more people come and join us. And that's another reason for the event, is to kind of raise awareness and get people to kind of know that we're here. We bring letters for people to sign, but we're not just a face-to-face group anymore. We do meet virtually, technology allowing. We're a hybrid model, so we're online as well as face-to-face, but
and
obviously.
I wonder if, you know, Steph, why was it you wanted to get involved with the work of Amnesty? What was it sort of attracted you to get involved?
I guess I feel quite privileged in terms of living where I live. That's just, I'm lucky that I've ended up, you know, being born in this country, and we have so many things that are available to us that a lot of people around the world, and we can go on pride marches, we can, you know, lobby our politicians like we do, and all of that in those countries are just not available to them. And I just feel, in today's world, it's almost like this feels like we can do something. We're not going to just be like stand by and watch it happen.
Take action. What I mean? Absolutely.
I feel like we need to be doing more than ever to kind of try and raise awareness and to kind of protect individuals.
Yeah, it's so important. We see things on the news, and I think, you know, with the way technology is, you know, the internet, we're kind of learning more about what's happening in other parts of the world, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, you know, things are moving in the right direction. You know, it's kind of like we've got two ends of the scale. We've got some, you know, the death penalty. So I was reading, doing a little bit of research. 112 countries have abolished the death penalty by the end of 2022, but there's still been 607 deaths.
Wow.
In the last year from the death penalty. And, you know, it's still very prevalent in some of the US states, right?
Well, so, hopefully, you know, through organisations like Amnesty, you know, raise awareness of this and take action. So, Jennifer, what was it that made you? Why did you want to get involved with Amnesty?
Well, I suppose I've known about Amnesty for years and years, and possibly I used to be a member. I suppose it just seems a good thing to do, to speak up for people who have no voice and no agency and facing in terrible circumstances. So that's what I value about it, that it does give you a vehicle for speaking up for individual people.
Yes.
And it is like a little drop in the ocean, but if everybody did something, then that would really, really...
Yes, it's a case, isn't it, of, you know, people coming together and power in numbers, you know, you all want to do something, come together, and then things can happen from then.
Yeah. I mean, there's a campaign that Amnesty runs every year that's called Right for Rights. So that's where they will identify about 10 individuals globally who are being persecuted, are on trial or imprisoned and detained for something that they either haven't done, or they haven't had a fair trial, or they are gay, or they are, something hasn't, has gone, they've crossed a line. And because it's a global thing, it's you have thousands upon thousands of letters being written at the same time by masses of people around the country, and it's all going to the same address. And I just think that even if all they do is not bother opening, because it's the same thing, it's going to cause
it makes an impact.
Visibility, yes. And there's animal, so letter writers we've talked a lot about, but then there's going on demonstrations and marches. So I've been on a few marches.
Okay. And what was that experience like, being involved in marches and demonstrations?
Oh, just, yeah, it's a very, I mean, the atmosphere is often very, cohesive, and you feel like you're part of you've got a bigger voice when you meet up with people who share the same values.
Okay, so if people locally, want to get involved, and then maybe listening to you speak and thinking, I want to be part of this, part of the working group, I mean, how do we find out more? How do we get involved?
Facebook, go on to Facebook. There's Woking Amnesty is on there, and all our events are there. And then it's wokingamnesty.org.uk/groups/Woking. But if you just go onto the main website, www.amnesty.org.uk, and do a search for Woking, then Woking group will come up.
And get in touch,
There's a group in Guildford, and there's a group in Runnymede as well. So I think, depending on where people live, then...
And remind us, Jennifer, the quiz night then on the 20th. Can you give us those details again and how we can find out more about that?
Quiz night, 20th of April, 7:30 for 8 p.m. at Maybury Centre Woking. £8 per person, teams of up to 8. Bring your own drinks and snacks. And to find the booking, either go on to Eventbrite and just search for Woking Amnesty and it comes up. Or find our Facebook page, as a Facebook event. And if you're on the Woking, the UK Woking website, and find our group, there's a link to it all there. And Steph's email is steph@amnesty@gmail.com.
Brilliant. It's been really interesting to talk to you both, and looking forward to hearing how that quiz night goes. As I say, we all love quizzes in Woking. So best of luck with that and the rest of the work you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, John. Yeah.